Hello and good morning, everyone. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Rue, and you're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions, a show where the Live Sessions crew brings you musical performances recorded right here in CFRC Studio A by artists from Kingston and from all around the world. This week, we're very excited to bring you a session from Kingston's very own funk rock band, Nyson. They are playing a show tomorrow night at the Broom Factory, where they're supporting Shebad, a really cool alt-rock band from Guelph, Ontario, who've actually been around here. They played a show here a little while ago and did a live session for us as well. So look out for that. Go check them out. You can find all details about this show at Nyson the Band. That's their Instagram page. This is actually an older session we've brought back from the vaults for you to listen to today. It was recorded a little while ago, before Nyson made their debut appearance at Ottawa Blues Fest in 2024, so you'll hear them excitedly talk about that a bit. We had lots of fun doing this session hosted by one of our session hosts, Hayden. If you like this session, you will soon be able to find a video of this up on our YouTube channel, where you can find past performances by Live Sessions artists. We are on YouTube at CFRC Live Sessions. Go give us a follow. If you like these videos and you would like to be a part of the session's crew, especially as we change staff a little bit going into the summer, remember CFRC is your campus and community station, so join us if you're interested in interviewing, photography, videography, or any of the audio production and stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Reach out to us on Instagram, we're at CFRC Live Sessions, or send an email to livesessions@cfrc.ca. If you're an artist who would like to do a session with us here at CFRC, you can also reach out to us. We're getting requests from artists from all around Canada, some international artists as well, so we're open to all of your requests. Do reach out again. If you like our show and you would like to support the station to ensure that we can keep bringing you the best new artists coming out of Kingston, out of Canada, and all the artists that you need to be hearing up close and personable, please consider donating to our 101-year-old station to help keep us going, to help Live Sessions keep going. You can head to cfrc.ca to find out more, cfrc.ca/donate for donation stuff. If you're interested in sponsoring this show, CFRC Live Sessions, put your name on it. Say that you were an early supporter of one of the coolest shows on an already very cool station. Again, reach out, Instagram, email. We'll talk about it. And now, here's Hayden with Nyson, right here in CFRC Studio A. Enjoy today's session.
You came in like a wave, suddenly I was minding my business when you crashed in. And thank God it's you dead. I want you all over me immediately. Can't help my obsession, you're fascinating. And I'm drowning in it. There's no such thing as coincidence at night. This intervention must be divine. Introduce me to my eyes. I fall in love on the other side. I died in your ocean but came back to life. You came in like a tsunami. You came in like a tsunami. I thought that I knew me inside out. I'm a perfect stranger these days to myself. I needed destruction to rebuild. You're the natural disaster I never knew I needed. There's no such thing as coincidence and I. This intervention must be defined. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You introduced me to my eyes. I fall in love on the other side. I died in your ocean that came back to life. You came in like a tsunami. You came in like a tsunami. You came in like a tsunami. You came in like a tsunami.
my name is Hayden, and I'm here with CFRC Live Sessions. And today we've got Nyson in the studio. How's it going, Nyson?
Hey,
what's up? Happy to be here.
Nyson are in here off the back of a few exciting things. The release of their album, followed by the debut of their music video, followed by their upcoming date at Blues Fest, the announcement of that. Ooh. How's this sort of like last few months or first few months of 2024 been feeling just for Nyson overall?
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Busy.
I need to go first.
Who want it?
Brittany, you.
It's been like wild. Yeah, we really couldn't believe the Blues Fest thing. Ottawa Blues Fest. Yeah, we're going to be playing July 6th, and it's a Saturday, man.
Saturday.
Yeah. We're super stoked.
Yeah. It's feeling kind of like a different ball game this year, honestly, which is like really humbling to see that the response of everything we did last year, like I feel like we hustled a lot, and it's really cool that the community is like interested in what we did.
Yeah, super grateful for that. Yeah.
When did you guys sort of get the news from Blues Fest? Because I know you were sitting on that secret for a little bit.
Oh, geez.
Can I?
Yeah.
I was actively at work. We got it a couple months ago, just in an email, and I opened the email at work, and Adam sent it to the group chat and said,
Yeah.
Take the mic.
I just said, bruh. No, I thought it was a phishing scam at first.
I thought it was a fake email.
This is a very targeted phishing scam, so I had to message everybody. And I don't know. I don't think we really believed it for a long time until we actually accepted it. And then we were trying to sound really professional and not overly excited in the response email.
It's like, yeah, sure. Well, if we can have time.
Yeah, I think we should be free.
In our busy schedule.
Yeah, I'll also make time for it for 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 50.
Yeah, I heard he was asking you guys to be there. Now. Have you guys, like, made plans for that weekend? Like, what's it all going to look like going down to Ottawa, like, staying out there? Or is it just...
my family is... speak about being professional, not overly excited. My family is going bananas. Yeah. So my dad rented, I think, one house, and then he's like, I think we need two houses. So yeah, we're pumped. It's gonna be a great night.
I forgot I guess I could tell you guys this now. My friend who I went to high school with, he manages a restaurant. He wants to buy us lunch, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was fun.
So cool. Learning about this right now.
Shout out Matt Coombs. I guess we're going there for lunch.
Well, now he has to.
Sounds good.
Heck yeah.
No.
Thanks, brother.
Still don't believe it. You still don't believe it. Couldn't be any clearer. To me. So you got it all. And if I'm honest.
it sounds like it's literally just been nothing but up, up, up for Nysan in 2024. But like I mentioned, that's not the only exciting thing that's happened for you guys. You guys put out your album all together, and I heard in the recording of your album that you guys did it live off the floor, just like we've done here in the studio, mm-hmm. where you guys were all in the one room. What was the decision making like to make that happen, mm-hmm. rather than
tracking? I'm gonna take this one. So we recorded at Limestone Loft with Sean Tomalty. He's a good dude and runs a pretty awesome space. But really, the impetus for doing a live album was that we wanted to capture our live show vibe in the context of an album. So we heard a lot from our friends that they like coming to our shows, and so we're like, huh, just like a natural fit to do that in an album format. So that was really what drove that decision.
Yeah, and it was quick too.
Yeah. The energy and the time committed. Maybe I did. Oh. What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing.
Yeah, and it was a super, like, we don't like to wait. We get excited about stuff and we like want to go right now. So mm-hmm. it was a really great way to just like bang it out in literally 6 hours. And we hope we captured the energy of a live show.
Did you say energy again?
Sorry.
Hell yeah.
Bro. Relentless.
And the songs had all been written beforehand, I'm assuming. Like you yes. wrote them and then you take them into the studio. How long have you guys been sitting on some of those tracks?
Well, we recorded it November 2022, so that would have been about like a year, like probably just under a year or so that we had been working through all of that rep, because we only got together about a year before that.
Yeah.
And then through the process of the album release, you guys put out this beautiful vinyl here,
hey.
Which is
so
available,
kind.
Is it not? Is
so
it's
kind.
Available. I've seen it in record stores in Kingston.
Yep. Yeah. So you guys can also order it off our website too.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But how did the development of actually this work, like the cover art and the packaging and all that? How did that all go?
The cover art is by a local artist, Alex Olds. 3 or 4 of us have purchased Alex's original artwork. He does beautiful acrylic mostly. Mm-hmm. And I met Alex at Skeleton Park Arts Fest 2 years ago now, and I just loved his work and the absurdism of some of the concepts that he was going with, and it just fit the vibe of the album, which was the album is titled No Jokes, and a lot of the themes of the album are just kind of having fun and dance music, and there's bits that are just kind of embedded in the lyrics and the
bits
music
galore.
Bits galore, and yeah. So we wanted to find someone who could capture the bits of it, and the opening and the closing bit of the EP are a concept that we are all aboard the funk plane that Britney is piloting.
Yeah, yeah. Pilot Britney. Captain. Yeah.
So it's kind of like an all aboard and a landing time.
You want to do it?
I don't even remember it anymore.
This is your captain.
Is your captain. Yeah. Thank you.
But you can also see some of Alex's old... You can also see some of Alex Olds's paintings in the music video that we just put out. Actually, it's in a section where Johnny is painting to try and impress Britney, and that's a painting that I purchased from him. So
Easter egg.
Ah.
Hey.
And let's chat about that music video, because this is like we're in here off the back of us chatting on that red carpet out at the KCFF. What was sort of the process like putting that whole concept together, the video? Because Nysan's been something so far that's only visually existed on the stage. Now it's on the screen.
Yeah, we were working with Adrian Benson of For Sure Productions. And so we took a while to go back and forth with some ideas, just pitching. And like the method was kind of let's pitch really big and then whittle it down to something that's doable and something that feels like us. So it started something like completely different. We were going to
be like a bank robbery.
We were
going to
do a bank robbery,
yeah.
Which I'm really glad we didn't do, because Evan Jackson's video was a bank robbery.
Which was also so good.
It was great. Yeah. So, we kind of whittled it down from there. And then we realized that John Barton, our lovely friend and human being, an extremely talented person, we're just like, you know what, he kind of needs to be in this video for sure. He needs to be there, and also we need to exploit every single secret talent that he has. Yeah. And make him work like a dog. And so he was game, and we just kind of spun a cool story that felt like us and felt like John and the stuff that he could do.
And it was a very identifiably Kingstonian video.
Very much,
I don't know if you guys knew this, but we were, like, seeing you around town filming it. Like, I saw you guys filming on Princess, and, like, people were messaging, like, oh, my God, Nyson's filming a music video.
Oh, cool. Was, like, that's awesome.
What were the locations you guys hit? I saw you in Somewhere Else Records. I saw you in front of the Terra's Foods.
Yeah, Terra's Food.
We did Skeleton Park.
Lalo
was the main party scene at the end. Yeah, it was the week before it opened, and we got to sneak in there while they were kind of doing some finishing touches, and we could use the empty space, which is really awesome. We were also down, I don't remember the name of the park, but it's down by, like, the graffiti wall by the water.
KP Trail,
and, like, also outside Pizza Monster. There's that great mural there, which is awesome. Does anyone remember the artist's name?
Aaron Forsythe. His art is in the background of our video as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Crazy
Montreal. Montreal Street Collective. Yeah, Jenny. Yeah, thanks, Jenny, also.
I think we all share an agreement of having Kingston represented all the time, no matter where we go with the band. All of my favorite artists do that to this day, so I think that's super important.
And appreciating other artists. Like we love all of the art that's visible in Kingston. We wanna show it off and, like, let people know about what they're doing, too.
Yeah. It's our little homestead, yeah.
You got
But speaking of stuff that's visible in Kingston, because you guys are at Blues Fest, and people can go to Ottawa for that. But before that, on April the 18th, you guys are at the Mansion here in Kingston. And the Mansion was the first place that I saw you. And I have to confess, I had not heard of Nysan before that show at the Backsteps. And I went, and everyone was raving about it. And now I think Nysan is like a must-see Kingston show.
Wow.
You guys had the bubble machine.
Yeah,
and all that.
Bubbles. Like, gotta get bubbles.
What's been the progression since the start of the Nysan live show? Because, like, that bubble machine surely wasn't there from the beginning, right?
No, it was not. I think all of us really enjoy live music and live shows and
crowd involvement.
Yeah, and energy. What was that word? Energy? And and like we like to be stimulated visually as well, and we love to have fun. Like, you know, that's why we're doing this. So we want everyone to have fun with us, and bubbles are like a sure fire way to do that, and we get nice and loud, and we move around a lot, and we get silly.
We like being silly.
Yeah, we've already killed a few bits that we're maybe not going to come back to, but
for future bits.
Yeah.
Great. So beyond the show on the 18th and beyond Blues Fest, what is in the future for Nysan?
More music.
What,
so
you, album 2?
Album 2, yeah. You just heard two songs. There's two songs that we just did in this session that are going to be on there, as well as Payoff is going to be on there, too. But that's already out. You can check it out.
I don't want to say too much, but some vibes coming.
Different vibes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really hope to keep like our fun time feel, but you know, just sort of invite some more genres into the sound. So
move with what we're digging at the moment is really just what's happening.
Yeah,
great. So the Nysan train is moving. You can get their album anywhere. Nysan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Hayden.
That was so fun.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the CFRC Live Sessions. That was Nysan in session for us. Remember that they're playing a show tomorrow night, Friday, at the Broom Factory supporting Shebad. And I can already tell that that's going to be such a fun show. So absolutely go check that out. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, we're on Instagram and YouTube at CFRC Live Sessions. Since you're here, why not stick around to hear a few more sessions tracks from the past from our archives? Coming up is a live session track by Queen Student Band and punk rockers RevZ. As the semester is about to begin and students have returned to campus, we're getting right back into Queen's music within the Kingston music scene, and one of the first of these shows will be RevZ supporting rock band Mountainhead when they tour Kingston on September the 12th, playing at the Mansion. Support acts will be RevZ and Russ Pump, both of whom did really cool sessions for us. So this is a two-song set by RevZ, Welcome to the Real World, which then fades into It's All About Me. This live session can be watched in full on our YouTube channel, which is at CFRC Live Sessions, so go check that out if you wish. You can find tickets and details on KPP Concerts, or you can also look it up on RevZ's Instagram page, which is spelled RevZed Music. So go check them out there. Come back next week for more live sessions. We'll see you then. I've been your host, Rue. See you next Thursday, 11 a.m., right here on CFRC. Thanks for listening. This is RevZ. Welcome to the Real World on CFRC Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Luca from Red Zed. That was Welcome to the Real World.
Followed by It's All About Me.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queens community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And in the meantime, let's just dive right into some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. Coming up right at the top, we've got a late spring single from Krista Van Slingerland and Evan Massey's new local duo called Friday's Child in the Lost Congregation. Recorded on Wolf Island with Jake Berry and featuring session musicians Jason Mercer, Liam Cole, and Chris Brown, the debut track Fault Lines is full of life and groove that delivers a vibrant performance with a psychedelic jazz and funk vibe that sets the tone of their debut record Broken Home Volume 1. Let's jump in now and enjoy Fault Lines by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. we are back on the Release Radar Rundown, supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. Download the app today to get fast pickup and transpo around YGK now. You just heard Fault Lines by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation, and coming up, we've got a selection from the Killdeers' new album, Faster Than Light. The album is a collection of songs written over many years, exploring themes of connection, relationships, and emotional moments in between. While some tracks lean into darker reflections, there's a thread of optimism and hope throughout, rooted in the belief that every connection holds meaning. From the open road energy of The Escape to the quiet nostalgia of Lake Vernon and the tension of That One, the songs aim to create vivid, moving spaces that resonate with both head and heart. Stream the album at your will, but enjoy The Escape by The Killdeers right now on the Release Radar Rundown. We are faster than the light.
just disappear into the night. Love, I swear, they'll never know we're gone.
And welcome back. You just heard The Escape by the Killdeers. And coming up now, we've got a fun, dancey track recently released by local EDM artist Eudemonique. The new track called Is This Mind Control showcases Eudemonique's signature blend of high-energy beats and infectious melodies. The song also captures the spirit of the genre, inviting listeners to move, connect, and get lost in the rhythm. Drawing inspiration from the values of EDM culture, including peace, love, unity, and respect, Eudemonique's song celebrates the way music brings people of all ages, backgrounds, and identities together in a shared experience of joy and unity. Here's Is This Mind Control right now. Enjoy.
Sing to me, for boys are open, and I can't fool the broken. Now can we? For this is emotion, I'm ready for it.
was Is This Mind Control by Eudaimonique. Up next, we've got a great new single by the Healy Brothers. The song First in Line is best described as a vibe, balancing upbeat pop energy with the emotional weight of unbalanced relationships. The track explores the longing to be more than just an option, pairing a driving rhythm with lyrics that invite both reflection and movement. The track was produced in collaboration with Jadence, and the creative process flowed naturally throughout to create a great bridge and rap section alongside a new level of cohesion and emotional depth. First in Line is for anyone who's ever found themselves stuck between hope and hesitation. Check it out right now.
To the left and step to the right. I know what you're here for, and it ain't no fight. I swear it's been forever since I felt this right. You've got me hypnotized. Oh no, slow down with the moves. Yeah, you got me shook. I think you've got me misunderstood. You said that you wanted me only if you could. So if you could, you would. So you should.
Oh, yeah.
Was First in Line by the Healy Brothers. Coming up now, we've got another new single by local act Restless Endangerment called Lilac. Restless Endangerment's lo-fi indie pop sound is captured in Lilac, their debut home-recorded self-produced track, which aims to capture the feelings that come with growing up, facing change, and falling in love for the first time after heartbreak. Follow the band at Restless_Endangerment on Instagram for the latest news and stream Lilac on your favorite platforms. But enjoy the track with us here right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
so long, won't you set me free? Just wanna forget the world and wanna keep being me. Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress and the sun on top of your hair. Stay with me, get in the sky, tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's all brand new. Take what you want and leave what you don't. You wanna leave, don't tell me you won't. I feel the weight of the world crushing down on my shoulders. For a second I blinked, now I'm 30 years older. Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress and the sun it's off your head. Stay with me, gaze at the sky, tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's all brand new.
Sometimes it seems like you've reached a point where all you can do is look back on the time past. It's too early to do anything to change your future. It's too late to do anything to change the past. So all you can really do is just wait. I think I'm there right now. To be honest, I'm scared. I don't quite know what to do about it. I can't help but start losing my mind and wondering if it could have been different. It should have been different. I start to wonder if I should just accept what I have or try to make it better. Have faith you can. What do you think? Can you help me?
Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress and the sun that's on your hair. Stay with me, it's up the sky. Tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world so brand new. 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 I see a world so brand new.
And you just heard a summertime single by local act Restless Endangerment called Lilac, and we're reaching back to the best of the seasons again with another recent single released by local musician Chef de Cuisine called A Song of Summer. This song is a bright, feel-good track about chasing the sunshine to your favorite spots with your favorite people. And you can check out other great singles this artist has created on his website, chefdecuisine.com, or via Instagram at Chef de Cuisine. But before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is another older single by local rockers Luscious called Mine. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram too. Local musicians can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit CFRC.ca today for more details. In the meantime, let's end our show right now with a great song by Chef de Cuisine called A Song of Summer. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Summer wear, get your friends, get your your shades. We're going somewhere. Crank that tune right up and cue the drummer. The beat of the song of the summer.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queens community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at modern.com.